and Cash App at $JEM2. That's $JEM2.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2 in your hearing is what I want to read. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Verse 2, "Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, "I'm warning you again." I'm warning you again. Paul starts off by saying, "Finally." Now, this is not the last time he says "finally." He almost sounds like a black Baptist preacher when he's getting ready to close 20 minutes from closing. He say, "I'm closing now." And then later he closes again. And then later, yeah. Well, "finally" was used for emphasis sake, to remind them and to emphatically say to him, to them, that he is saying to them was not a grievous matter. First he says, "brethren," talking about to the believers, "rejoice in the Lord." Now, know this, because this should always be the constant state of the believer, regardless of where you find yourself in life, a state of rejoicing in the Lord. In order to rejoice in the Lord, you have to be connected to the Lord. You have to rejoice, or to resaturate your joy in the Lord, to be able to get the joy of the Lord redeposited, if you will, in your spirit. And I don't care who you are, we've got to refresh our joy every now and then. Because things happen, we go through things, we deal with things, we experience things, and they diminish the level of our perceived joy. But I got news for you. I don't care what you're going through, as in the number 73, when the man of God saw that the wicked were prospering, and he got upset, and he almost threw in the towel. His feet had all well nigh slipped, but he remembered to go to church. And he heard the preacher tell them what God was still in the business of doing. And so he rejoiced in the reality that God has got this thing fixed. So look at this, because he says, "finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." Then he goes on to say, "to write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Now, I like this because as I was coming in up and maturing in my ministry, I was of the impression that a good preacher never preached the same sermon twice. A good preacher. I was of the opinion that a good preacher who studied the word, did his homework well, prepared himself well, and preached that message once and he filed it away, never to go back to it again. That was when I was immature. That was when I was younger. That was when I didn't know better. Because what I didn't realize is that God only reveals to you revelation on a level that you can handle. And as you mature in Him, you go back to that word. He gives you more later than He gave you before, because you've matured, developed, and grown to another level. So that's one of the reasons why when you go back over a message, when you go back over a text, and you get more out of it the second time than you did the first time, it's because God is now able to reveal.